Studios, it's That Podcast, recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast, featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
Hey, Fred, we got a 10-pound shell, got a 5-pound bet.
It's a good man, good man in the community.
Sup, hot.
Tell him your name sent you.
Avery.
Live from Studio B, it's That Podcast, featuring Joe, I digress, and Jason.
Hello, Brent. Give me some of the dogger, this sup for yourself, make it enough.
Sup, hot.
And tell him your name sent you.
Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios.
It's That Podcast.
Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 52. I am your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell him what time it is. Yeah. That's about it. Crickets. Where do you start? Well, I know where I'm going to start.
Okay.
I have a theory. Jay,
are you driving Cody Parkey to the dome?
No.
Okay.
My normal theory on football,
yeah,
is that if your game, season, whatever, comes down to a field goal attempt, you didn't do enough during the game.
Oh, absolutely. It's not this kid's fault. This kid's fault is missing 11 during the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. That's a fault.
Now, here's the sequence of events that you can, if you Bears fans out there, if you want to pin it on anything, pin it on what I'm about to tell you. This is what you pin it on. Ready? Here we go.
Let's feel it.
Eagles come out of the half. They're first drive in the second half. You commit a helmet-to-helmet on an incomplete pass.
Yes.
You have 12 men on the field. You then commit a pass interference penalty inside the 10. Then you have 10 men on the field for the Eagles touchdown. You want to pin it on anything? That's the drive you pin it on. That drive.
Okay. That could be I see your point there. I would also look at what the offense needed from the Eagles mistake-wise to fucking bail their ass out.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, in the first half, they might have had 30 yards of offense if it hadn't have been for the plays that kept the drives going.
Yes.
Those flags that.
Yeah. Yeah. The Bears had, 136 net yards, but in the half, they had 31 yards rushing and 105 yards passing in the half. That's basically it. Both teams' defenses played well, in my opinion, as a whole.
That's not a shock to anybody.
No. If you bet the over in this game, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
no way. But like I said, It's tough to take, but the upright and crossbar, which I saw it hit the upright and proceeded to try not to vomit, and then it hit the crossbar on the replay, and I'm like,
right,
okay, that's fate. That's like poetic justice.
And my wife can attest to this, as I told her, as I listened to the radio call.
Mm-hmm.
He hits the first one when the Eagles ice him at the last second.
Yeah, right down the middle. Well, maybe a little left, but yeah.
And Joniak said
close to anything. Yep.
That Parkey put his head down when they called the timeout. Which made me think that he, any luck or any confidence or anything that he had was put in that first kick.
Yeah.
And as soon as they called the timeout, he's like, fuck, I can't do that again.
Right. And maybe. I didn't really notice, to be honest with you. I was too busy. Everybody at the bar was like, hey, they won. Like, no, they iced him.
Yeah.
So, really more disappointing than mad, if that makes any sense. They just didn't, that drive, like the entire rest of the half, I'm like, that's going to cost them the game.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, that drive was going to cost them the game. And
now, was that helmet-to-helmet McManus?
Mm-hmm. It was Adrian Amos Jr.
It wasn't? That was my second guess.
Yeah. They had the guy, the ball was incomplete. There was already a tackler on him.
Yeah.
And Amos comes in, guns a-blazing, helmet right. to helmet.
Yeah.
The PI could have gone either way. They were hand fighting, but at the end, the receiver's hand was pinned behind him by the defender. That's got to be PI. You got to throw it.
Sure.
But having 12 men on the field, that's inexcusable. And then have 10 guys on the field for the touchdown is even more inexcusable. That's an inexperienced coaching staff.
Yeah.
Not making sure the proper personnel's on the field.
That's correct.
You know? And I mean, these guys, some of the blame has to go, you got to know what package you're in and stuff like that, but as a player, but, like I said, way more disappointed.
Conversion
than
was ballsy.
By the Eagles or.
Yeah.
Now you kind of had to, I think, right? Didn't you kind of have to? Because it was 16-15. If you go for two and get it, a field goal ties it instead of wins it.
Right.
So you kind of had to go for two, but they poor attempt on their part. Tried to go over the top. Do you mean that two, or do you mean the two for the Bears when they were up 15-10? You know what?
Now that I think about it, they're both bad. I guess I'm thinking about the 10-men touchdown.
Yeah, that was the... In the third,
that was when they did that. They did the goal line stand.
They kicked an extra point on that touchdown.
Right. No. Both 2-point conversions failed.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. Both the Bears. But, Bears tried to get to after the Robinson touchdown, which was a sweet throw. Right. That was a sweet throw and catch. That was tremendous.
Yes.
Then they went for two and failed, and then you had to go for two. You're up 15-10. You have to go for two. Because then a touchdown, they have to go for two to win the game.
Right.
And then Tate scores the touchdown. And I got to be honest, the play before it, Kyle Fuller actually made a good play on Jeffrey.
He did.
There at the goal line.
No, he did.
But, in the end, that was, And the Bear, I'm not even turning sports radio on tomorrow. I'm not even going to bother because it's all going to be Parky, Parky, Parky. They got to get rid of Parky, Parky this, Parky that, Parky,
well,
Parky.
And they probably, that's legit, but I don't hang this game on him.
Completely. No, no.
I mean, it's easy to because
sure.
He could have won it.
Right.
And could have solidified. He could have erased
all of it.
The year.
Yeah, he could have erased all of it.
It could have been 10 misses during the year, buddy, but you know what? You hit it when it counted. That's all that matters.
When crunch time happened, he made it.
Yeah.
And
so now he's going to be like the Viking kicker.
Yeah, he's going to be or the Bills kicker from Super Bowl. Wide left.
Oh, well, it wasn't quite that bad.
Yeah.
No, Scott.
Super Bowl was Scott Norwood.
Scott Norwood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, my old man couldn't wait to call me the next morning and say, hey, did you hear he tried to kill himself? And I'm like, no way.
No. Did he really?
And he goes, yeah, he missed wide right.
Oh, jeez. Really?
Dad.
Oh, Dad. So, yeah, I mean, Parkey, like, after the game, is like, I feel terrible. I let all my teammates down, blah, blah, blah. Which he kind of did. But like I said in the open, you didn't play good enough to win the game. That's the bottom line. You just didn't.
It is.
You didn't.
It is.
So let's visit the game book real quick
here. I saw zero razzle-dazzle, too, today, my friend. I mean, this was pretty much vanilla football.
Yeah, I think there was one end around by Gabriel. And then they did that
one too many shovel pass for my taste.
The shovel pass to Adam Shaheen. What are you doing?
Well, we do it to Trey Burton.
Well, Trey Burton's better.
He's the next man up. So that's what we do. Yeah. We don't change the playbook for personnel because the playbook is what wins, Joe.
Yeah, I guess, apparently.
No, it doesn't.
Personnel has a hand in it, right?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. All right. So the scoring started off with an Eagles field goal at 9:32. This is actually the opening drive of the game. I was like, all right, they held him to three. Great. Good job.
Yeah.
Parkey comes in after they had the first drive of the second quarter and kicks a 36-yard field goal. So, all right, 3-3. Here we go. Right? End of the half, Parkey, 29-yard field goal, 6-3 Bears at the half. So you're like, all right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
But I think what we're failing to mention here is what put the Bears in position to score almost every time were defensive stops.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they only got three out of that last one, that's pretty sad.
That's a pretty... Yeah, it was a 13-play drive, and they only got three. That was kind of a kick in the pants. And then third quarter, Bears get the ball. They go out. Eagles get the 10-yard pass from Nick Foles to Goddard. That's the drive that I talked about at the open with three.
Just and that's the touchdown I was thinking of.
Inexcusable plays, really.
Which felt like a two-point conversion because they were throwing from the two-yard line.
Correct. Elliott field goal, or extra point, 10-6 Eagles. Then Cody Parkey, another field goal. So 10-9, this one from 34 yards. And then the touchdown to Allen Robinson, two-pointer fails, 15-10 Bears. And then the last drive. That was it. Golden Tate, two-yard pass from Nick Foles. They tried for two over the top, and it had to be reviewed. But ultimately, the ball did not cross the goal line. So,
yeah.
16-15 final. Cody Parkey misses, not even 42, I think it was, yard field goal at the end. I couldn't even sit down for that. Like, I sat for the whole game, and I'm like, I can't sit down for this. And
And when, you know, they were throwing it on third down, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that was another problem.
Gabriel had beat his guy. Mm-hmm. He had two steps on him.
Yep.
So if that pass was anywhere close, that's a touchdown, and we're not having this discussion right now.
Probably so.
And if you don't trust Parkey, like I'm guessing that Nagy doesn't,
right,
then that's why you actually go for six.
Right, yeah.
And don't just count on getting to the 20 and calling it a day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to be fair, they didn't have any timeouts. So they kind of had to do what they had to do. But I get your point 100%, though. So the stat sheet tells the tale here. I thought the Bears defense played pretty well overall, to be honest with you.
Other than that one drive, dude, they were bend, don't break. Yeah. They had two picks in the red zone.
Yes.
One in the end zone.
One in the end zone, yeah. The Eagles only had 42 yards rushing on 23 carries. So the average of 1.8 for the Eagles rushing the football. Nick Foles was 25 of 40, 266, two tuts, two picks. Passer rating of 77.7.
Yeah.
Leading receiver was Alshon Jeffrey, six catches, 82 yards. For the Bears, they had 18 carries, 65 yards as a team. But one of those rushes was a 21-yard that end around by Gabriel. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, so you have to kind of. It was actually like 17 carries for like 44 yards. Trubisky, 20.
You know,
yeah.
I was just going to say, Howard had, he again, would bust like two or three for 10 yards. And I'm like, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Mm-hmm. But then you see, not even.
Yeah.
There were two series that started second and 10 because they handed it to him and he ran right in the middle of the line and that was it.
Yeah.
And Nagy starts getting itchy and going, oh, shit, I can't be 2-10.
Yeah, yeah. And another problem all day, before I get back to the stat sheet, seemed to be they were third and long a lot.
Yeah.
Second and long, third and long a lot, because they just weren't getting any yards on first down. They couldn't.
Yeah.
They just couldn't do it. They just couldn't get any yards on first down. Leading receiver, no surprise, in his first playoff game, Allen Robinson comes up big. 13 targets, 10 catches, 143 yards, and a tut. It's not his fault.
No.
Taylor Gabriel, 9 targets, only 4 catches, though. That's not good. Time of possession.
The catches he had were big.
They were. They were. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they were clutch. Time of possession today was pretty even, 30-48 to the Eagles. Leading tackler for the Bears was, no surprise to anybody, Roquan Smith. 6 tackles and a helper for 7 tackles. Danny Trevathan was a monster today. I thought Akeem Hicks played great again today.
Yeah. He stopped the run by himself.
Khalil Mack, he pretty much did, yeah. They couldn't do anything. And that was another weird thing on the touchdown drive.
Yeah.
Once they got, I think within the 5-yard line or something like that, they tried 2 rushes up the middle with their Smallwood. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I didn't get that at all.
I mean, unless it was a misdirection. Or,
yeah. Yeah. But I mean, but all those stats mean jack squat poop. Eagles win 16-15. They go on to play the, I believe, the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And Dallas plays
the Rams.
Yep.
We're going to get the Rams in New Orleans, which is kind of what I wanted to see.
Which is fine by me.
Although the Rams, on the road, anybody going to New Orleans is
fucked. But
it's going to have to be a very special day.
It's going to, everything's going to have to go your way. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, for sure. Because the Saints are just a completely different team at home. Like on the road, they can be mediocre at best.
Yeah.
But at home, forget it. I mean, they're really good at home.
Right.
It's going to take a game to beat them there for sure. So yeah, that's the NFC. The AFC is, let me see if I can remember. Head's kind of cloudy right now from the loss.
Right.
Chargers are playing New England, which makes me happy, which means that'll be the last game for Philip Rivers. Correct. And then the other game
today almost was.
Is the Colts. And like I said, my mind's foggy from the game today from the loss. The Chef, correct. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the help. Yeah, the Chefs.
So
Chefs,
that should be their last game as well.
Yeah, Patriots have to go on the road to make it to the Super Bowl. So,
yeah.
Good luck. Another team that's crazy at home is the Chiefs. They're just bonkers nuts.
Saints-Chiefs Super Bowl would be pretty cool.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I would tune in. I don't know if anybody else would tune in. You would tune in. I would tune in. I mean, people are going to watch it, obviously. But, I mean, in terms of football watching, I think that would be the best game. Nobody wants to see Philip Rivers in there. Nobody. L.A. doesn't want to see him in there. Nobody wants to see him.
They don't.
No.
You know who does? His 29 kids. His
88 kids. That's right.
Yeah, they want to see him there because then he won't be at home yelling at them.
Correct.
And telling them to read the Bible more.
Yelling, just yelling all over the place everywhere.
Yeah. Because
that's what he does. He just yells at people.
He does. And gets all red-assed and red-faced.
I got to the bar around 3-ish because I was on a hunt, which we can talk about later. Uh-huh. And it was... Every play, Philip Rivers is yelling at somebody.
Yeah.
Every single offensive play, he's yelling at somebody. Could be one of his guys, could be the refs, but he's yelling at somebody. Like, he can't not yell at somebody.
Toward the end of the game, when Baltimore had actually come back and actually had a shot, it was third down, and a flag made it like third and 15.
Yes.
Right?
I remember that.
And instead of running the ball... and then punting, like they did, he audibled into a pass, which would have stopped the clock for Baltimore, which, dude, that would have given them an extra 40 seconds.
And
who knows what would have happened then. Anyway, he audibles into a pass to Gates, and they end up getting like 10 of the 15 back.
I saw that.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so they had a better position to punt from, fine, whatever, and you caught the ball so you could still eat the 40 seconds that you need to. Great, great, great. Gets to the sideline, and he is just in his face for not trying to get past the first down marker.
Yeah.
And I mean, at this point, the game that way.
Gates is lucky to catch the ball, right?
Right. I know. And like I said, and this is often audible, and it was the guy is such a fucking egomaniac. He didn't want to leave the game in the hands of the defense.
Right, right.
He wanted to be able to win it on his own and not have to worry about it anymore. Yeah. And it's just like you fucking.
And two things I noticed in that game and the Bears game, the two inexperienced quarterbacks, Jackson and Trubisky, when it came time to spike the ball, they're looking to the sidelines.
Yeah.
Like, what do I do? I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
You're supposed to spike the fucking football.
Jackson started doing the spike symbol like 20 yards up to the...
But then he's looking to the sidelines. I mean,
everybody in the stadium knew he was doing it.
Yeah, and he's looking to the sidelines. He's like, so what am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Fucking have some game awareness, some game IQ.
Spike the ball. And that was... Some of that was Michael Bennett not letting Long get set up, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah, of course.
He was kind of dragging his feet a little bit.
Which is fine. Whatever.
I mean, and I don't know if you could even call that, but...
No. But Trubisky was just like... He was looking... He literally had his hands in the air. Like, what am I... Like, the shrug emoji. Like, well, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Well, how about spike the ball? See the clock? It's going tick, 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 and you need time? Spike the ball. Spike it.
And, you know, all year... I'm yelling at this kid. You know what? Just throw it away. You know, you don't know what to do. Yep. Don't scramble. Don't fall down. Don't do whatever. Don't try to throw a pick. But throw it away. So today he throws it away like 4 or 5 times. And I'm like,
why did you do that? I know.
Why don't you try to make something happen?
Well, it's like the same thing with Fuller today. I'm like, God, they keep throwing at him all the time. All the time. Yeah. And then when it comes down to that, you know, he did at least prevent them from scoring a touchdown. They did eventually, but
yeah,
that was a great play on Alshon Jeffrey. It really was. I got to give him credit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy, he and Golden Tate. I mean, how fitting is it that they just bend us over and
yeah. Yeah, I know. Golden Tate. I think McManus was on him. So
yeah,
I don't believe that was Mr. Fuller's fault.
No.
It was Mr. McManus.
Right. But Golden Tate too. I think it was a helmet to helmet with McManus because they both got up kind of like,
yeah. Ooh. Yeah. They both kind of, yeah. Both a little,
but he held on.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, and that one play, that one.
I always thought that guy was soft.
That one, two over the middle, the one that Cohen caught, and then the one that Taylor Gabriel caught. Both got popped. Both got right back up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and how bad do you think Mitch's ankle was anything?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Nah.
Because he seriously looked like he was limping. And I'm he was limping. Show anybody you're doing that.
We thought he had pulled a hamstring. That's what we thought. We thought he pulled a hamstring.
Missed the cough button.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You are playing hurt.
I am, man.
You're the man.
I'm playing dead.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway. Tough loss today. Real tough. You can sense it in our voices that we're...
Yeah. You know, because I woke up today and I felt better about this team than I did about the Grossman Super Bowl team.
I was stoked today.
I thought that there was more behind the... I mean, as good as that defense was with Briggs and Urlacher and, you know, I just felt it.
Yeah, the start of my day was a little chaotic, but after the chaos stopped, it was a good day.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good day today. It just didn't end the way I wanted it to.
Right.
You know, like it's like, damn it. Like,
I should have had some ice cube
and there's, for you. I know. I didn't even have to use my AK. Come on, Tom. Be on the more on the ball. You've got the fucking button over there. Fucking Jesus. God. He drew so much. See, this is what we get. We get venomized. We just get venomous on Tom. Yeah. Poor Tom. Yeah. No, screw that. Not poor Tom. Hit the button.
Yeah. Try those tears.
Yeah. It's like I said, I'm more depressed than mad. It's like if they would have gotten smoked today, I would have felt better.
Yeah.
You know? Like if they just if they just lost like 30-14, I'm like, okay, whatever. Nick Foles, right. Nick Foles.
Yeah, and you know what? That was my initial thinking was, you know what? I really have faith in baseball magic. I don't really have faith in football magic, right? You know, it's more like the better team's going to be the better team, and they just hang around long enough and prove it. But I will tell you that I think the Bears are a better football team than the Eagles are. If they played five times, the Bears would win four.
I think you're right. He thanked the fans, by the way. Coach Nagy did. Right off the top.
He's like, thanks to the fans, and we'll
try to do better next year. That's what he said.
And we'll not do the air raid horn anymore because apparently that sucks.
I hope not.
But, oh, my God, dude. How many people have to complain about that?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody's complaining. I mean, like, we may be the only two.
Oh, no.
No? You think so?
No. Listening to...
sports radio?
Yeah. Up the dial.
So they'd go, will Khalil Mack play better if there's no air raid siren? Is that...
You know, yes. Mack would play better if we just did it. Leonard Floyd is distracted by the air raid siren.
No, I was very pleasantly happy to hear we're Chicago. We don't need gimmicks like
that. Good. I'm glad.
We pay attention to the game. Yep. We know what's happening. Right. We know when to cheer. Right. We do not need prompts.
No. No, we got this.
This isn't Phoenix.
Right. Correct. Yeah, I agree 100%. And like I said, when we first started ranting about it, like the Vikings horn, at least I get it, right?
Right.
They're fucking Vikings. They have the Viking horn. It ties in. There's a tie-in.
It does. Right?
But you have a growling bear. Should that be what it is? Like,
maybe.
There was a team, by the way, Morgan State. They're the Bears.
Okay.
Their old website, when you floated over the logo, would growl. Would growl. Like, oh, geez.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
whoever that sports director is,
yeah,
or AD,
deserves some kudos.
Yeah,
but they took it down. I'm sure people complained. Like, I just went to your website for this, and then it got super loud, and blah, blah, blah. And that's not even the worst one.
I didn't hear it was like
the worst one was North Texas because they're the Mean Green, okay. But they used to be the Screaming Eagles.
Oh,
before they changed their name, and you get the when you went to their webpage, it was just the worst thing ever.
And to be the ultimate nerd about it,
yeah.
You know that's not even an eagle sound, right?
No, I'm sure it isn't.
No, an eagle sound is really like high pitched.
Oh, it was really
it's like a little weak bird. Well, this is like they use the whenever like they use a hawk or I'm sorry, an eagle sound. It's a hawk.
Yeah, it's got to be either a hawk or a crow. Like that's the kind of sound it makes, right? Like like it's really kind of weird.
Okay.
Yeah. I got the Hawks game on, by the way. They're up.
Down
2-1 in the first intermission.
Oh, well.
So I got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
The next 2 months of Hawks hockey.
Now, is it Hawks Preds tonight?
It's Hawks Penguins tonight.
Oh, I guess
in Pittsburgh.
Hawks Preds is actually going to be on TV.
That's Wednesday. Well, this game's on TV. This game's on.
Right. No. But like NBC.
Yeah. Oh, is it going to be on NBC? Because this game's on NBC Sports Network.
Oh, then that's
tonight's game anyway.
Advertising.
Tonight's
game. Okay.
Anyway. But it could be on NBC. Who knows? But it's going to be a good, that'll be a good game. Preds Hawks always, they hate each other, so it's fine. Yeah. But I got to try to make it through the next, what is it, January 6th? When does spring training start? February 21st. So I got to make it through like bad playoffs. And, well, here's what I can do. I can just hit on Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
I guess until he's bounced next week.
For one more week.
I can spend the whole week hating on Phillip Rivers. Okay, that sounds like a constructive week.
It does.
Yeah. Because Notre Dame lost. I mean, I thought it was going to be the round out of a perfect, almost perfect sports week. Right?
Right.
Bears would have won. Rivers would have gotten bounced. Notre Dame got absolutely drilled by Alabama. It was turning
the horns
up.
Won,
it was going on.
Was cool.
Right. It was going on a good run. And then, not so much. Yeah,
hey, what was the line today?
Oh, that's a great looking question.
I mean, I'm sure, whoever bet Eagles covered either way.
Yeah. I want to say, oh shit, it's not on my app. Let me see if the line is still up on Vegas Insider or not. I want to say it was Bears 3.5, 4, somewhere in there. I mean, the Eagles were the dogs. I'm 99% sure. Yeah,
that line
actually
moved a lot.
Actually the Bears were 6.5-point favorites.
Yeah, and I think that bumped up when it was questionable if Foles was going to play or not.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of a viral video. Did you see the guy in his basement with the Dallas Seattle game last night?
No.
Did you see this? Hear about this? All right. So the line was.
I heard Alan Hearns is Joe Theismann.
Oh, I did not see that. Thank God. I would have puked. I didn't
either.
The line's 2.5. Okay, Dallas minus 2.5, I believe.
Oh, that's right. And they won by 2.
And, well, it gets even worse. So they score a touchdown. They're up 4, right?
Uh-huh.
Or they're down 4, I should say. Seattle is.
Right.
So they're down, I think it's 24-20 at that point, right? Janikowski gets hurt early in the game. Like his first field goal attempt, he pulled his hamstring or something. So he can't kick. Their punter's trying to do drop kicks, like on the side, is failing miserably. So they have to go for 2. They get it. This guy, the funniest part was he's mumbling to himself, like after they score the touchdown. He's like, all right, no problem. They'll kick the extra point here. We'll get the ball back. Onside kick, get the ball. Game's over. I win, right? Completely forgetting Janikowski's dead. And just completely forgetting it. And they go for 2 and they get it. And he's just screaming at the top of his lungs. No, motherfucker, no. It's got to be on Twitter somewhere. That's where I saw it. It was absolutely epic. And that's what you get for gambling with the hook, with the chair. That's what you get. You get the chair. Chair shot.
Every time.
Chair shot right over the head.
Yeah, you know who else didn't care about that?
Urban Meyer. Zero fucks. He does not care about
that for himself. It's in his trunk.
He totally did. And the funniest part of it is, like, we talk about at work, like the OBC, right? Spurrier.
Yeah.
The old ball coach.
Right.
He would run up the score. If he had a lead, he would run it up because he knew his boosters were betting on the game. Like, he's not stupid. Right. Herb.
He's not leaving it
Herb,
to chance.
Herb in his last game ever at Ohio State.
Yes.
Just zero fucks. Didn't care.
Yeah. Boosters. Pounded out your ass.
Oh, my God. It was good. That
maybe
was fun.
You can kick in dough for the next guy.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah,
exactly. My assistant. Who should still have a strong 2 years, don't you imagine?
Yeah, I'd imagine. And then once he gets recruiting his own guys, we'll probably fail miserably. But yeah.
Well, that's what we'll see.
We will see about that, my friend.
Oh, speaking of what we'll see,
yeah.
I know your best friend, Jim Rome.
Oh, the bestest.
Was guaranteeing that Meyer would coach again.
I'm not going to guarantee it, but it wouldn't surprise me. He'll be gone for 2 or 3 years. He'll get healthy if he can. I don't even, he has a brain tumor. Is that what it was? He's got something with his brain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Just like in Florida that he did when he had to leave.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think he'll be back. I think he'll take some time off, get healthy, which is fine. You go do you. And if he can't coach today, that's fine too, because if he can't, he can't. Go take some time off, get healthy. He'll be back somewhere. And he'll be back somewhere.
I mean, this is the world that we live in now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in the press conference when he was asked point blank, he looked right in the camera and was like, I will absolutely not coach college football again.
Notice what he said there. College football.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So if he coaches in the NFL, he's not lying.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But do you think that – I don't think that kind of cachet works in the NFL.
I would think there would be, if he were actually available, there'd be three.
Oh, there'd be absolutely people that want him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why would you want it?
I wouldn't. But okay. There's going to be some team out there that wants it. I mean, there's a team out there that paid John Gruden $10 million a year and that's didn't pay correct. Khalil Mack. So, right. I mean, like,
yeah.
Stupid shit.
But he's also the seed.
Yeah.
Of one Mr. Al Davis.
That's right. And you've seen him, right?
Yeah.
Oh my, he is the creepiest fuck ever.
You
brought up to me on an earlier podcast, but I finally saw him, they showed him.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't go out in public like that.
No.
Right? He's a bowl cut with a ponytail and he's a ginger, right? Yeah. Right. Isn't he ginger? Is he redhead?
Oh.
I think he is.
Okay.
He looks like Mario Batali with a bowl cut and way worse complexion.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're going to beat your dad for the creepiest looking guy ever.
Oh, amen to that. His dad was the Crypt Keeper.
Get started.
Yeah, his dad was the Crypt Keeper, 100%.
In white leather pants.
I know. Oh, Lord.
You know what, though? I mean, that guy, honestly, his fashion stopped in 1963.
Yeah. It just
and
went.
And he rocked it.
No, until all he was the way, baby. All the way. Just win, baby. Just dress like a 70s dude, baby. That's what his theme line is, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
The slick back hair and the sunglasses and the turtleneck and the leather jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Groovy.
Yeah. Awesome. Good job. Good effort. So, Jay, we've both been on a little journey.
Yeah, man.
Starting around Christmas time, right?
Yeah, you prompted it.
I kind of did. Yeah, it was my fault.
And it killed, my favorite bit was every time you'd say you bought a vinyl album, I'd say, hey, Joe,
right.
You got a turntable?
Right.
Not yet.
Not yet. Do you have one? Not yet.
But you were prepared.
Right. So, yeah, our journeys. So, I'm the one that got the first nugget. I got my turntable, right? For Christmas. Thank you, honey. Thank you. That's right. It took me a while to hook it up. It's because I was busy as this week has been nuts. So I hooked it up yesterday and not 4 minutes, not even after I finished hooking it up, you send me a photo, Jay. What was your photo?
Of me playing my first album.
That's right.
In probably 40 years?
Yeah.
Well,
not that long.
Maybe not. 35, yeah. 35 years.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty funny. We were like-minded.
Yeah.
But did your setup, No issues, no worries?
Nope. That worked fine. The sound could be better. I went to the record store today, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but
okay.
He said that there might be a preset in my receiver for vinyl, like for records.
Oh.
Which I don't know, because it doesn't have a phono preamp in it. I have to use the preamp from the record player.
Okay.
So it has to be, it's a line level now, so I don't know if that's there or not, but mine, I should say what I have it hooked up to. So my record player is hooked up to a, God, how old is this thing? 15 years old, more than that, probably more like 18, 19, maybe 20 years old, surround sound receiver.
Nice. Well, yeah, but
the surround sound, it's no HDMI. It's five separate channels.
Yeah.
Like, and my CD player that I have is five separate channels together. So, I'm playing it through these two dinky satellite speakers. Like, I would say the biggest speaker in it is no more than 2 or 3 inches across. Like, it's dinky. They're small. Because they're meant to be part of a bigger system, right? They're meant to be for movies, sure, or whatever. And I got a subwoofer.
Right.
Because for the booms in the movies, right? That's what it's for.
Right.
Not, as I play these, as I played a few records, it sounds, the mids are all gone. Like, it's bassy and it's tinny at the same time, if that makes any sense. Oh,
ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it still sounds better than an MP3. I will unequivocally say that.
Yeah.
But it's weird. I don't know how to explain it. It's bassy and tinny all at once. And I have the bass turned all the way down on the receiver and the treble turned up a couple. I may have to turn the treble back down, but it sounds odd. So, thinking that it may sound loud, or sound weird, I should say, not loud, but weird.
Train's on time.
I went through, can you hear the train in the background? Yeah, there's a train track that run right through the middle of my town. I researched a setup, right? A better setup for listening to vinyl than what I have now. And it was pretty reasonably priced. It was, I haven't bought it yet, but it's like, it's under $100. It's like $70 or something like that. So I'm looking forward to getting that and having two real speakers, like good size speakers. So, and yeah, I sent those links over to you. So hopefully you'll take a look.
Oh no, I've got my thing all planned out as well.
Yes.
Again, like me yelling at Mitch to just throw it away and then being mad when he does it.
Right.
When I switch to CDs, I'm like, oh, this is so great. There's no hiss. There's no pops. Right. It's blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Oh, I don't care that it sounds, you know, not as warm or thin or small,
sure,
as, you know, a big album sound that's all just airy and just extra.
Yep.
Now, after hearing albums again, I'm like, yeah, fuck that. I'm back.
I know. Yeah.
I'm just so in. And my wife is hilarious because she was upstairs doing a puzzle while I was down in the basement.
Yeah.
Playing records like I'm 15. And I went upstairs and she goes, wow, that sounded really good. Were you playing it through the big stereo system down there? And I went, no, just through a little Bluetooth speaker. And she goes, shut up. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, oh my God, it sounded really good. I could tell the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. You can 100%. Yeah, for sure. So today, my plan is, I have a list of my top 10 albums that we discussed on an earlier podcast, Jay.
Right.
So I'm trying to get those 10 albums first. Like, that's my plan. So if I go somewhere and I could go and just keep buying albums, right? But I'm trying to have some sort of focus to it.
No, I like it.
So one of my favorite record stores, probably my favorite record store currently, is Kiss the Sky. It's in Batavia, Illinois. It's in downtown Batavia, which for me is about an hour and half drive, roughly, to get to it. Right? I can get to your place quicker than I can get to there.
Wow. Okay.
And so I drove there today. So I figured, okay, I'll get up in the morning, I'll drive up there, go there, and then I'll come back home for the Bears game. All fine and dandy. But they didn't have any of my top 10 albums. And it dawned on me that, well, this is like the week after, you know, 10 days, whatever, after Christmas,
Sure, they got to restock.
So there wasn't much there. not used or new. There just wasn't a whole lot there. I take that back. There were two albums on my list that were new, but they were a little, in my opinion, a little overpriced.
Okay.
But I did find a reasonably priced new album. So I bought A Ghost Is Born by Wilco. So I have that to look forward to listen to.
You say reasonably priced.
Yeah.
It looked like it was 99 cents.
It was not 99 cents. It was 22. There was 99. It was $22.99.
Oh, I guess the picture that you sent me, the 22 was.
Yeah. Yeah. It was $22.99. But
you know what?
On their website, it's 24, I believe. So it was like, okay, reasonably priced. I was looking for a bunch of other ones, and they just didn't really have any that reasonably priced, put it that way.
And that's where I'm going to be at now with these, man. I'm not going to spend more than $25 for a new album, even with, you know, the exquisite condition quality of the vinyl now, which is insane.
Yeah.
It's like three records fused together.
Yeah.
Thick.
Yes. Yeah, that 180-gram vinyl is pretty thick. And actually, there was a couple of Rush albums that were put out on 200-gram vinyl.
Oh, wow.
Kill somebody with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to coming down there. In us going
record, just hunting,
just going on a crate dig.
Because I mean, there are albums that I love that I assumed because they were popular albums at the time that would have been reissued or re-released as vinyl.
Yep.
Nope. They are not.
Not yet anyway.
So you got to go hunt down the ones from the '70s.
And even the ones like,
that'd be fun.
Like for example, two of them I'm looking for, Zeppelin One and Physical Graffiti. Those are two I'm looking for. Problem is, new, like they just remastered them.
Mm-hmm.
Zeppelin 1 is like $28 and Physical Graffiti is like $35, almost $40.
Yeah.
And I don't need brand new copies of those. They've sold millions of copies of both albums.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I can find I'm calling them player's version. Like the cover's kind of beat up. The album's in pretty decent shape, but the cover's beat up, whatever. Right. Like I bought the other day, I went to this disc replay in Joliet, technically Crest Hill, but whatever. And I got a copy of Fragile by Yes for $8.
Nice.
And they have buy three, get one free. So, I mean, I could have done some serious damage in there if I didn't have the discipline of just getting what I wanted to. Yeah. And it's close to me. It's not far from me at all. So I go there anytime. It's not like my trip to Kiss the Sky today where I dropped down $22 on a new album. I figured I drove an hour and a half to get here. I don't want to go home empty handed.
Correct.
And they had used wise, they were pretty much depleted.
And it's, I mean, honestly, at some point you want to have all Wilco on vinyl, right?
Yeah. Yes. That was my rationale. I was like, look, at some point I'm just going to, like they had Being There too, but Being There they had like for $28. I'm like,
Yeah, but it's a double album.
It is a double album. That's true. But they charged only a single album price back in the day, Jay.
Oh.
So there you go. But at any rate.
I was going to say, if I would have been with you, I would have picked that up.
Yeah, I know. You would have picked it up. But they had that. Let's see what Wilco they had. They had Ghost Is Born, which I bought. They had Yankee Little Foxtrot, which I already have. They had Being There. They had Schmilko.
Did they have Star Wars?
No, they didn't have Star Wars. I think that was it, actually.
But like Have you gotten to his biography or his autobiography yet?
No.
I listened to about three quarters of it.
Yeah.
And there's a big hunk on Star Wars in the beginning.
Is there really?
About the cat and why they did that for the cover. Yeah,
he said that it was just a picture they had in the loft forever. I think I remember him in an interview.
And he said they see it like every day.
Every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, fuck it. Let's make an album cover.
And then there was another one. There's one of, I'm blanking on it. I want to say Sinatra and somebody else.
Okay.
But same thing, you know, it's they see him all the time, and that's why they did it. But and they tried to find the artist that painted the cat picture. They like found the name on there and then like went through every state and everybody they've contacted with that name swears that they did not do it.
Okay.
But then there's one lady that has a similar name that paints cats.
Oh, wow.
Like this.
Whoa.
And she said, no, I didn't do that, but it looks like something I'd do.
Was it Dick Geron's wife?
It might have been. Dick Geron!
This is my show, but it's not my show. I'm on that show, but it's not my show.
So they did. They used that. They used somebody else's art, and then they used the name Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to have the Plan B title for the album was Cease and Desist. Because they really thought Lucas would come after him for using Star Wars.
Right. I know.
That's fantastic.
That's a great story. I put a smile. Man. I put a much needed smile on my face. That's a good story.
Oh, I'll tell you. Well, and I don't want to ruin the book for you. No, but the other thing he talks about is how he wanted the book maybe to be all about his new band's the Raccoonists. Now you heard that, right?
No,
it's him and his kids.
Yeah. Well, that was.
And Spencer wanted to call it when he told him the name.
Yeah.
Tweety goes, Raccoonists? That's it. We're using it. No. And then later on, he found out that Spencer was saying the Rockingest.
Oh.
And he goes, what? Which is arguably a better name, but
sure,
you know,
sure.
Raccoonists it is.
Right.
And they've only like released one thing. Yeah. And it was a B-side on something. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they did Tweety. They did that album, didn't they?
Yeah. And that kind of morphed into that.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
But, and that's, this whole thing was about being so cool that you only released one thing and not anybody really knows who you are.
Right.
Oh, it's a really good book. Man.
And then,
and when you get time,
I'll have to, I listened to his solo album finally.
Oh,
I liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
His kid plays drums on it. Jeff plays everything on it except drums.
Okay. Right.
Like he has no other people on the, it's literally a solo album. Like he played the bass, he played the keyboards, he played whatever that's on it. But there's something weird about the way that Spencer Tweedy's drums are either mic'd or processed.
Yeah.
They have a very distinct sound.
Okay.
It's crisp is the best way to put it. Like, okay. I don't know. It's almost like it's gated. Like, I know that.
Okay.
And it's got like very little reverb, but super dry. Like it just—it's hard to explain without you hearing a song. But
I've seen it on YouTube where they recorded outside, like in a tunnel or something.
Yeah. And actually, he did a thing for JHS pedals too. JHS has—they have a line of they call 500 series, which are the rack mount.
I'm familiar with JHS. JHS, my friend.
Yes, my friend.
They sponsor me.
They pretty much do. But yeah, and
Spencer, no, wait, I pay for stuff, so do, I sponsor them.
Correct. Yeah, you plug them. That's how that worked. I don't have a JHS pedal yet.
Right.
I said yet. There are a couple new ones that came out that are intriguing. But I got vinyl to buy. I got no time for that.
Right?
That's right. I got no time for no pedals. I gotta buy vinyl. Lots of vinyl.
That's our next thing, though. You know, we got a problem, man. We built boards together. Now we're buying albums.
I know. I know. Oh, my God. Anyway.
What's next? Heroin?
I know. Oh, sure. What the hell? After today?
You got to try this Black Tar, Joe. It's too good.
Okay. I'll find some. I'll try it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate you playing hurt today, Jay. I know you've been.
Hey.
You've been
deathbed. Happy to be here.
You've been deathbending it a little bit. Hopefully you feel better, brother. Because we both got long weeks ahead of us. So.
I know.
It's going to make
And that's why you aren't in Studio B, because it is quarantined at this point.
Correct. I was all set to come down, and then you told me, no, I'm home with the flu. And I'm like, no.
Nope.
I can't. Nope. Mm-mm. Cannot get sick.
Can't risk it.
No. So I'm in my little area. You're in your little area. Hopefully next week. We'll see. Because Lord knows we've got nothing better to do than...
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know what? To look ahead. I mean, we can really start digging in on research, and because we don't really have to pay attention to the Bulls or the Blackhawks.
Right. Yeah. No, we can research baseball or whatever. We can talk about playoffs.
Yeah, man.
It just kind of opens the door a little bit, but I'd much prefer to talk about Bear playoff games, to be honest. But it wasn't meant to
be. You know what? And before we wrap it up, even though the clock on the wall is telling us it's time,
I remember...
I mean, let's go back and listen to when we said, I'll be happy with 8-8.
Oh, 100%.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
I mean, the arrow will be in the right direction, and we'll finally be building for something, and this will be great. And then the whole season, you and I continued to bitch about the eye test.
Yeah.
Other than the defense.
Right.
We're like, well, I don't know if I trust the offense yet, you know, with Mitch. And I'm not putting it all on him because he's just a second-year guy. And this is his second system that he's had to learn. And it's not the easiest. And Nagy was really smart by only feeding him like a quarter of the playbook at a time.
Right.
I mean, I will tell you for free that he does not have the entire playbook yet.
No. No shot. No shot.
So this off season and, you know, preseason, let's just hope it continues going in the right direction. That's all I can say. Let's hope everybody takes a step forward.
Yeah, I agree. And not only that, but I mean, I hate moral victories. Right. I just rather.
Well, we said they don't count.
I want victories.
Unless it's college football.
Yeah. I want victories. I want wins. Right? And the fact that they. That they were this close. I mean, not even that. Right. I mean, they had to get through two more games, obviously, to get the fucking Super Bowl. But
no, I know
they were all set up to do this. And
I'm gonna put my Pollyanna dress back on for two more statements.
Yeah,
dude, we knocked out the Packers and the Vikings this year.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
And how many times in the past? How many years have you and I gone? Man, this was the year.
Yeah,
you know, everything laid right for us to win it.
Yep.
And we turfed it, you know. Yeah, did it to ourselves. No, but we won the division. We got a home playoff game.
Yeah,
and for the first time in 6 years, going to the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, we got a playoff, and hopefully next year that will continue.
Right,
but it still stinks. It stinks a lot.
But hey, and this is the first time we've won more games than Lovey did.
Amen to that. Yes, and this team is, you know, that arrow out in front of the cell.
Yeah,
it's the opposite way. It's going up.
I know, right?
And hope they can continue to, you know, win another division and see what happens. As long as you got Mitch,
the thing.
As long as you got Mitch on a rookie contract, this is the time you got to do it. So,
right.
Once he starts getting paid, then we got two more years.
As great as the 85 Bears were, we knew it wasn't sustainable because they couldn't afford to pay everybody. Guys were old already.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what happened to the Hawks, right? I mean,
yeah.
You win three Stanley Cups and then it's just downhill after that.
Right. But after the first one, their arrow is still going up because of the age of Kane and Taves.
Right. Right.
You're like, oh, we can ride this for a minute.
Exactly. And not so much.
But that minute's up.
Exactly. So, all right. Well, the clock on the wall, Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd like to thank you guys for listening to the Debbie Downer episode 52. We tried our best to make it not so downer, but anyway, episode 52 of It's That Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/itsthatpod. You can hit us up on Twitter. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason is at J the letter. Sleet Shirley. You can email us, joe@itsthatpodcast.com or jason@itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and now Amazon Alexa by just saying, hey, Alexa, play It's That Podcast, and it'll play it. Amazing technology these days. Again, I'd like to thank you guys getting in this episode. Bears lose, unfortunately, but we'll get back at it next week.
And we played one more game than the Packers and the Vikings.
That's correct. We will jump back on the bandwagon next week. So we want to thank you guys for tuning into It's That Podcast.
Fucking Packers.
Fuck the Packers.